Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong car.
All right, it's 33 after. Kind of fun reading the Twitter explosion over the win in Montana by the Republican there, Gianforte. Pretty interesting. Shifting gears now, Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center, the Vice President of Business and Culture. Dan, welcome back.
Oh, well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be back. And yes, today is certainly an interesting news day with Montana.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
I was watching late last night on CNN and interviewed one of the reporters that interviewed a few people who actually had gone out of their way to vote for Gianforte
because of the
assault.
Yeah, I just had a guy on the show here who does news talk in the Gallatin Valley there, where I used to live there, by the way, so I know the place pretty well. And he said he had about 95% of his callers yesterday were all like, absolutely voting for him because he did this. I hate the press. I hate the press. And the press was like, how can you do this? This is terrible. You watch NBC yesterday, Dan. And they're going, this is Donald Trump's fault for his narrative against the media. He created the atmosphere for this reporter to be attacked. And I'm like, what is wrong with you people? I mean, say, how do you stretch from this is Donald Trump's, it's Donald Trump's fault that these guys had a physical altercation in Bozeman, Montana? Really? I mean,
in the media's mind, they do nothing wrong. That they've never been biased to conservatives. They're completely neutral. They are instead completely clueless. My entire life, they've been biased. If you go back in history to 1960 election, which is as far back as my work has taken me, you find them biased trying to aid John F. Kennedy in the election.
No question.
So you know, and then you work your way through to Vietnam War, to Nixon, et cetera, et cetera. The media have had an agenda. They drag the nation left on every major issue, from gun control to politics to immigration, and then they wonder why people think that they're biased.
Well, what they're baffled about is I think it's bigger than that, Dan. They're baffled because no matter how long they harp on it or they use the word collusion, now they shift to obstruction of justice, and they demand this, and they call Trump that, and they throw this dirt, they throw that dirt, and they call his supporters and voters, you know, knuckle-draggers, Neanderthals, and racists, and xenophobes, and everything else, and yet he still wins. And they're like, well, that doesn't make sense, so let's say it more, and let's say it louder. What they don't seem to understand in places like Montana or Michigan, where I'm sitting today, and a whole host of other places, this doesn't weaken Donald Trump. This strengthens Donald Trump. Well, the polls say that Donald Trump, you know, has a poor rating. You've been telling us that for 2 years almost. It doesn't really matter what you, I mean, it's been almost 2 years now since Donald Trump announced that he was running for president. And the attack has been continuous ever since that time. And today, I still believe that if the election were held today, Donald Trump would win by a wider margin over Hillary Clinton than he did on the 6th, the 8th of November of 2016.
Well, I wrote a piece this week, and when I was doing the research, because the topic of the witch hunt against Donald Trump came up. You saw the comments. Donald Trump said no politician had ever been subjected to a stronger witch hunt. And he's right about that, because social media alone changes that narrative. But so I was going back, and I realized back in 2015, April 2015, I had written a media witch hunt against Donald Trump piece for Fox. And it's so true. But what's amazing is how much worse they've gotten and how much they are trying to say he's buried. They do this impeachment talk. I think there's nothing more demented than
based on what I look at this and all sorts of folks making that conversation. It's time for impeachment. You know, Maxine Waters, who's clearly not on her meds again today. You have Lawrence O'Donnell, who is just out to lunch every day. Oh, it's time for impeachment. Impeachment based on what exactly? What crime? Because James Comey got fired. That's not illegal. Donald Trump talked to the Russians. That's not illegal. Where exactly would you hang your hat? Where is the crime? And the comparisons to Watergate are astoundingly stupid. There was an actual crime in Watergate. There was a break-in, you may remember.
Yeah, and the reaction from the press is, well, it's because we didn't like it. The ultimate reason why the press wants to impeach Donald Trump is because basically Donald Trump ran against them. And so they failed in their narrative to defeat Donald Trump. If you go back, they campaigned against John McCain. They campaigned against Mitt Romney. They campaigned against George W. Bush. They just lost that.
Well, I'd point your finger all the way farther back to the op-eds written about Ronald Reagan, how he was going to how this simpleton actor was going to drag us into World War III, and you couldn't be trusted with the bomb and all of that. I mean, you can go back and find these editorials in the news. I've done it.
Well, there's only four things. It comes down to the media say Republicans or conservatives are crazy, evil, racist, or stupid. And it's you're allowed to get multiple. So, for instance, George H.W. Bush, well, he was evil because he had run the CIA.
Right.
Ronald Reagan was both crazy and stupid. Crazy because, oh, he's going to get us in war with Russians, and then stupid because he said he's senile. And then, of course, George W. Bush, oh, he's because they thought he was evil.
He was the spawn. He was the spawn of Satan.
Yes, and you get to Trump, and they just wanted to throw all of them to Trump.
Right. Okay. You know, even though Trump really is probably is close to an independent that we've ever had in my lifetime. He's not truly a Republican or a conservative. He's not truly a Democrat. He doesn't, he kind of runs his own deal, whatever that seems to be on any given day. But the attacks are relentless. But I don't, what they really ought to spend their time doing, they being the Democrats or even the mainstream media, they ought to have, assignments where they have to go, live a weekend in Peoria, Illinois, and go to the bowling alley on Friday night and drink beer and bowl and learn what people in that part of the country that actually vote think. Wouldn't that be a good class exercise?
Well, except they wouldn't bother. They would go there and lecture them, and they would refuse to embrace their... Yeah, you can't... They're not willing to walk a mile in somebody else's shoes. And those in the press, and I've known a bunch of people in the press, they spent a couple of decades in journalism. Those in the press who have come from those backgrounds generally avoid them. And they say, well, I don't hang out with my family now, or we don't get along, because they move to places like New York, L.A., Washington, and maybe Chicago if they move in the middle of the country. And those places have totally different realities from the rest of the country, particularly the coastal elite places. And look, I live north of D.C. I live closer to Baltimore because I'm from Baltimore, and I've never really embraced the D.C. culture.
Right.
But you could certainly say, oh, you're part of the coastal elite. And the difference is I wouldn't disagree. I think it probably affects things because I feel like I have to fight back against it. But my family lives in blue-collar parts of Baltimore, and I think that keeps me grounded.
Well, then it does. My roots still come back to Lansing, Michigan, in this part of the country where when I grew up there were 7 General Motors, assembly plants. There's a few less now, but General Motors is still the big footprint here and across Michigan. And I feel that I know lots of people that work there or Michigan State University. I feel grounded to this. Tethered, if you will, to this environment. So I think the same thing that happens for me happens for you, and that's a good thing. Dan, I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
Well, it comes down to looking forward. Expect the media to keep doing this. They put all their chips on the table, and they either defeat Trump or he defeats them.
Right. Well, I wouldn't underestimate him. They've been doing that for an awfully long time. It hasn't worked out. Dan, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Dan Gaynor of the Michigan Media Research Center, Vice President. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show, back with Phil Kirpin and American Commitment after this.